Blog Talk Radio.
How I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning to say thank you for life, for health, for strength. Thank you for sitting high. Thank you for looking low. Thank you for being large and in charge, Father. Lord, we magnify your holy and we magnify your righteous name. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art. Father, as we rise and we shine on this morning, Father, we come in the spirit of gratitude and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to your holy and to your righteous name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it because you didn't have to do it, but you did. Father, as we come, we ask that you will squash every satanic agenda. Plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day. Father, as we stand on the promises of your word to decree and to declare that absolutely no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name. Bless your righteous name. You're great and you're mighty. You're mighty and you're great. Now, Father, we ask that you will bless our services this morning, wherein you and you alone will be glorified, your people edified, and Satan is already terrified. And as you told your disciples to say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We bless be the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We'd like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. I am your host and your Kingdom Coach on this morning, Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. Bringing you greetings from Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And we just want to say hallelujah. Amen. So please enjoy your service, the services today, especially if this is your first time with us. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. And we thank God for the breakfast for champions. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen and amen. We bless the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we bless the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Beloved, amen. I was looking at, and glory be to God, and some of the top richest people in the world. And there are a lot of rich people in this world, a lot of rich people. Amen. We think about Elon Musk. They say it's a toss-up between him and Jeff Bezos. amen, who has the most money. Glory be to God. And we know that Elon Musk is responsible for the electric cars, and which is the hot phenomenon right about now. People want to go with the electric cars. And he's a billionaire. Billions on billions. Billions is a lot of money. To get $1 billion, you have to have $1 million 1,000 times. Some people say all I need is $1 million in a lifetime. Well, some people have $1 billion. That means they got $1 million and they got $1 million 1,000 times. Now, it's going to take a long time to spend that money. Amen. But some people are billionaires. They don't have $1 billion. They don't have $10 billion. They have hundreds and thousands of billions. Matter of fact, when you move from billion, the next thing's a trillionaire. So, and then we have Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos, amen. We know him and his wife came up with the philosophy of Amazon, everything from A to Z. Amen. You see that little arrow under Amazon, under the A, and the A points to the Z. And Amazon, that's because they sell everything from A to Z, you know, and will deliver it to your front door the very next day. Brilliant idea. And he is a multi-billionaire. And so, you know, we have a Warren Buffett. We have Larry Ellison, Larry Page. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. It goes on. These are the top richest people. Now, there's a lot of rich people. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, they say really to fall into a category of rich, beloved, as anyone making over $250,000 a year. $250,000 is $250,000. And they said anybody making that amount of money or more is considered to be a rich person. So we have the rich, we have the super rich, and we have the, you know, the mega rich, you know, people scrambling. Well, I know some people, amen, that when that lottery get up there and them big money like it was a couple of weeks ago, let me tell you something. I know some safe folks. They said, well, look, if you got to play to win, and they take a chance and go get themselves a ticket. Amen. We still don't know who won the money. We don't know if the lottery is real. We don't know all that, beloved. But we do know that there are a lot of rich people in the world. And so we thank God, amen, for them. And we're not angry at them. Glory be to God. Not at all. And we're not jealous. Amen. But some people have it and some people don't. The have and the have not. Some people not going to ever get it. Some people that don't have it will get it. The majority of the people that's rich today wasn't born rich. Okay. But something happened. They started a business. Something happened. They collected an inheritance. Something happened. Amen. That moved them, amen, into that category of being wealthy. We know that they're taxed different. We know that they're treated different because of that. Amen. Well, amen, beloved. Hallelujah. The Lord has something to say about being rich. Amen. He has something to say. And let's just take a little look at it. Amen. In Luke, amen, chapter number 12. Amen. In Luke chapter 12. And let us look at verse number 16, verse number 15. And it reads like this. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, For man's life consists not in the abundance of the things that he possessed. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought to himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull down my barns, and I'm going to build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Beloved, amen. We thank God for the word of God, the blessed word of God, for the blessed people of God. Beloved, amen. Just want you to think this morning, amen, based on the word of God. As we have already seen and mentioned some rich people in this world, and we can go on. We can go on mentioning rich people, men and women, boys and girls, black and white, folks who got it like that. And we can call off some names. If you get stuck, you can go to Google. They're going to help you find some more names. We know who some of the, and some people are rich and you don't know they're rich. Glory be to God. So we know the names of some of the richest people in the world. But beloved, the question that we want to entertain this morning, as who is the richest person in the graveyard? The richest person in the graveyard, beloved. You might scratch your head on that because you say, well, I don't know who the richest person. Yeah, because you know what? Because the bottom line is it don't even matter. It don't even matter. Oh, it matters. It matters while you're on earth. It matters. Glory be to God. And the Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Oh, it matters. We see in our scripture here, this man here, the Bible says in verse 16, hey, this man here was true. Jeff Bezos, Solomon, Elon, y'all ain't got nothing on me. I got some cash too. Hey, you got some stocks? I got some stocks. You got some assets? You got some real estate? I got some. You got some money? I got some too. The Bible says this man, he was plentiful. It wasn't no shortage nowhere. Huh? He had so much, he said, you know what? This one house ain't big enough. I think I need to get me a bigger house. I need a bigger bank account. Oh, baby, I need a bigger CD. I need some bigger investment. This too small, y'all. Glory be to God. So he said, I tell you what, just pull it down. Call in the contractors. Call in the rehab people. Let's do some expansion. This is our season to expand. I want me a bigger barn because I got more stuff. I got all kind of stuff. Huh? Yeah, anybody know about the stuff? Some of us got so much stuff, glory be to God, don't even make no sense. Huh? Glory be to God. Some of us not even rich and we got too much stuff. Huh? He said, look here. He said, look, let's build me a bigger bar. Oh, the boy was living. He was living. He said, look, I got to park my car up in here. He said, matter of fact, I got to get me another car. I want about two, three, four, five cars. Huh? One for every day of the week. Matter of fact, I need a room just for my wardrobe. You know, give me a wardrobe room. You know what I mean? Give me a room just for my shoes. Give me a room just for my jackets. Huh? Yeah, because I'm living large like that. Why? Because I'm rich. But then the Lord stepped down, beloved, hallelujah, and had a conversation with him in verse number 20. He said, thou fool. He called a rich man a fool. Beloved, don't let your money make you a fool. Don't let your money make you a fool. Wait a minute. Hold it right there. We're coming back to that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The God called the man a fool. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of this scripture here in 1 Peter. Glory be to God. 1 Timothy, I'm sorry. 1 Timothy chapter number 6. Verse number 10. And it says this, for the love of money. See, because what happens is when the most people begin to get increase, see, glory, they start falling in love with that increase. See? For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And they start falling in love with that increase. Start falling in love with that money. Money, 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 money. Got my mind on my money, got my money on my mind. Huh? And so 1 Timothy 6 and 10 says, for the love of money is the root of all evils, which some stretching after, huh? King James says, while some have coveted after, because they start running after the money. See, because now 1 million ain't enough, y'all. I got to get me another million. See, because if 1 billion ain't enough, can you imagine somebody saying $1 billion is not enough? Because you see, the truth of the matter is, it ain't what you got, it's what you keep. It ain't what you got, it's what you spend. See, because you can be a millionaire on paper and be dead broke. You could be a million, they have millionaires that declare bankruptcy. Huh? Can you imagine that? You got $2 million, but you owe $4 million, huh? Yeah, come on, somebody. The scripture says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Now, money is not evil, but the love of money is the root of all evil, which some have coveted after. They have erred from the faith. See, you were saved when you were struggling. You were saved when you had just had a couple of dollars, huh? But now, amen, the favor of God has increased your territory. He answers your prayers. Be careful what you pray for, huh? But now you don't love God no more because you got to make sure ain't nobody stealing your money. Huh? You ain't got time to pray right now. You got to go meet with your accountant, huh? You ain't got time for church folks right now because you got to come up with some new ideas and new ways to keep some money coming in because you got to build some bigger barns. Huh? You got an agenda. You got some things that you want to do. He said some running after the money have strayed away from the faith and have pierced themselves with many sorrows. You see why Jesus called the rich man a fool? He said, you're a fool. You don't even know the purpose of money. See? Glory be to God. It done got to your head because you ain't got to balance your checkbook till you get around to it. Huh? It done got to your head. Glory be to God that you ain't got to work unless you feel like working. Huh? That you get up, amen. You not getting up in the morning, early in the morning talking to me. You just getting up when you finish sleeping. Huh? Because you ain't worried about any bills coming to the house this week. Huh? Glory be to God. And this is why the Lord also says, beloved, hallelujah, that it is hard for a rich man to enter into heaven. Not to say there's not going to be no rich people in heaven. Yeah, there's going to be some rich people in heaven the same way. It's going to be some poor people in hell. But it's hard for a rich person to get in heaven because, beloved, when you got it like that, you ain't thinking about God like you need to be thinking about God. You think about your money. You ain't calling on God. You calling on your bank about, hand me my ATM card. Hand me my checkbook. Huh? Because now you're self-sufficient. Or you see why God has some people in one spot so long? Amen. To try to get, make sure you learn the lesson before the elevation. Amen. So, amen, you don't move out of the grace of God, and now God calling you a fool because you got a couple dollars. Here, beloved, amen, God called this rich man a fool. In verse number 20, he said, thou fool, this night. God didn't even give him to tomorrow morning. He didn't even have another 24 hours. God said, this night, thy soul is going to be required of you. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? And so God said, tonight your soul is going to be required of you. And then who money's going to be now? Who going to spend the money now? Who going to live in the big house you building now? You building a big house for somebody else to live in. You buying big cars for somebody else to drive. Huh? God said, whose is going to be then? And you best believe, when other people get that money, they ain't going to be careful with it. Glory be to God, the way you trying to be careful with yours. God said, this night, God said, look, I bless you, amen, with the increase that you have right now. But you ain't giving me no never mind. You ain't thinking about me. So here the Bible calls this man one of the richest men on the earth. But God says this night your soul is going to be required of you. So the question is, amen, who's the richest person in the graveyard? What you going to brag about when you get to the graveyard? What you need more of now when you're in the graveyard? What you want them to dig you a bigger hole? What you going to die in your Cadillac? Huh? Like the man in New York, glory be to God. And they didn't bury him in a casket. They buried him in his pink Cadillac. So he goes on here to the next verse, beloved. Where we want to park it today. And it says, so is he that lays up treasure for himself is not rich toward God. You see, beloved, it's not about who's the richest person on the earth. It's not about the Jeff Bezos and the Elon Musk's and the Greenspans and the Winfrey's and the Jakes. No. It's not about who's the richest person on the earth. The Bible says, amen, who's the richest person towards God? Beloved, are you rich toward God today? Are you not selfish towards God? Because, see, some rich people can become very selfish. Very selfish. And when you fall into that selfish category, God calls you a fool. Don't let your money, amen, call you a fool. Don't go to hell with your money, baby. Don't go to hell with your money. The rich man in Jesus' story died before he could enjoy what was stored in his big barns. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? I mean, you finally get it. You finally got it. And you die before you could even enjoy it. I hear about people buying big houses, going to settlement, buying big houses, and have a car accident the same night. And died. Huh? Big things on their agenda, finally. Huh? And die before you get a chance to enjoy it. That's what happened to this man in the Bible. Huh? Planning for retirement. Anybody? Come on, raise your hand. It's okay. It's okay. Hopefully, if you live long enough, you're going to get there. Anybody planning for retirement? Let me see your hand in the spirit. Preparing for life before death. Huh? Glory be to God. And it's a wise thing to do. I think you need an insurance policy. I think you need a pre-need planning. I think you need to have your will intact. Amen. It's a wise thing to do. Glory be to God. See? And the Lord wasn't mad with him because he was getting his business in order. See? But he had become real selfish with it. It wasn't about God. It was about his money. It, matter of fact, it wasn't about nobody. It was about his money. Because as he big in a bigger house, but maybe somebody else needed a house. What about the homeless out there that ain't got no house? You ain't going to even try to put somebody up? Glory be to God. Look, let me, look, I can't do this, but I tell you what, I can put you up for a year. I can pay your rent up for a year. Single mother. I can do something. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So preparing for life before death is a wise thing, beloved, but neglecting life after death is disastrous. And this is what was happening here. Glory be to God. He was neglecting life after death. See, person in the graveyard. Beloved, if you accumulate wealth only to enrich yourself with no concern for helping others, you will enter eternity empty-handed. Here we go with that empty again. Here we go. No. God don't want us empty. God don't want us empty. Because that's exactly how you're going to enter eternity. And you're going to stand before Jesus. If you like, if you believe it or not, you're going to see Jesus. Glory be to God. All about you. Not about the will of the Father. Not about nobody but you. Me. I. That's what got Lucifer thrown out of heaven. He was already in heaven. Some people wonder, can you lose your salvation? Well, this look, we're going to teach on that again. Huh? But let me just say this, the devil was already in heaven and got evicted. And you wondering, can you lose yours? Yeah. Huh? Glory be to God. I'm going to teach what the Bible say. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Beloved, why do you save money? Are you saving for retirement? Are you saving to buy more expensive cars, more expensive vacations? Are you saving to be happy and to be carefree? Well, Jesus challenges us to think beyond earthbound goals and to use what we have been given for his kingdom. Tied right into our message on yesterday. Seek ye first the kingdom. Beloved, God gives us money and wealth. As we're talking about the richest people on the earth, God tells us, in case you need to be reminded, I want to close, this is my closing scripture here. You can find it in the book of Deuteronomy. I think it's chapter number 28. I think it's 828. Wait a minute, I'm gonna pull it up right now. Hallelujah, thank you, God. He says in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 18, and it says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that give thee power to get wealth. See, God ain't got no problem with getting wealth. Matter of fact, that's his purpose. Jesus came that you may have life with that more abundant. God ain't got no problem with it. Maybe you'll replace, amen, the Jeff Bezos and the Elon Musk's and the Greenspans. God ain't got no problem with it. We need to have some more Christians at the top of the ladder anyhow. God ain't got no problem with it. God said, matter of fact, you got the power from me. The increase that you got, anybody making over $250,000 a year, well, by the world's definition, you rich. Glory be to God. By the world's definition. Okay? We're going to look at God's definition in a minute. It is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. But wait a minute, don't stop reading. Finish the sentence out. That he may establish his covenant, which he swear unto thy fathers, as it is this day. God gives you increase, amen, to use for his kingdom. Kingdom initiators, kingdom providers. That's God's purpose. Glory be to God for giving thee wealth, beloved. And the world says anybody over $250,000 is in that top category. But guess what? God says something different. God says, glory be to God, anybody who is rich towards him. See, you are rich when you are rich towards God. It's not what's in your bank account. It's what's in your heart. And so he says here, beloved, amen. And the verse that I want you to meditate on today, glory be to God. Hallelujah. If anybody reach any substantial increase, amen, or different lifestyles and money, we applaud you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You out of the rut. You out of the mire. You out of poverty. You broke the back of poverty. We applaud you. We applaud you. But don't be no rich fool. That you don't want to be the richest person in the graveyard, because it don't matter. Glory be to God. He says here, amen, if you are like this fool, this rich fool, who's only concerned about himself, he says, so is he. In other words, you are just like him. I am just like him. If we ain't lay up treasures for ourselves. Now, it don't stop there, because there's nothing wrong with laying treasures up for yourself. But finish the sentence. If you lay up treasures for yourself, but you are not rich toward God. Are you? Are you? Glory be to God. You see, beloved, the graveyard is an even playing field. When you reach the graveyard, it don't make a difference. Amen. See, in life, we got the rich people living in this section and the poor people living over here and the drug addicts living over there. So you can sort of classify people by you know, their lifestyle and where they living on earth. But you can't do that in the graveyard. You ain't going to be able to tell the rich corpse from the poor corpse. It ain't going to make a difference. But guess what? It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Hallelujah. Beloved, we don't mind dying poor. as long as in our lifetime. Amen. We was rich towards God. Hallelujah. Rich towards God, beloved. Faith, service, and obedience are the ways to grow rich according to God's kingdom values. Today, they're having all type of seminars telling you how to get rich, you know, investing in crypto and currency, this, that. Everybody got something. Amen. Some of it will work and some of it won't. Invest in your stocks, S&P stocks, you know, and do this and do that. And everybody got a method and a scheme and all their, a method and a scheme, because some of them are schemes and some of them aren't. See, temporary wealth to get rich overnight. Some of them are methods. See, but the Bible tells us that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. Not you buying the right lotto numbers. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Glory be to God. But if we want to, so if we don't want God to call us a fool, if we don't want to, you know, you was in God's graces, now your head done got big because you got a little something. Now you done moved, amen, amen, from God's graces to moving into what God is now considering you to be a fool. Huh? If we don't want to do that, then we want to get rich because we all want increase. We all could use some increase, especially if we're going to do the right thing with it. Then we want to get it the right way. How do you get it the right way, beloved? Write these three words down. Faith, service, and obedience. Faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Our service to the Lord, seeking ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and our obedience to God. He said, if you love me, you will obey me. Faith, service, and obedience are the ways to grow rich according to God's kingdom values, beloved. Who's the richest person on earth? We can talk about that. We can talk about it. Bring me some excitement to talk about it. It's a good conversation to have. But who's the richest person in the graveyard? Ain't nothing to talk about because it don't matter. Beloved, you want to make sure that your life is matter. You want to make sure that your life matters. You don't want to live 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 70 years, 120 years, whatever God going to give you, and die and leave here and your life don't matter. Amen. Glory be to God. You was humble. Glory be to God. Huh? And then, amen, the Lord blessed you, took you from the cotton field to the Cadillac. Glory be to God. Huh? And now you got beside yourself, and now you're going to take your last breath, transition out of here, and God called you a fool. Yeah, but they was rich. Yeah, but they was a rich fool. See? Who's the richest person in the graveyard? It don't matter. Make sure your life matters for something, beloved. Make sure that you are rich towards God. Make sure you give God everything you have, starting with you. Romans 12 says, I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Give God everything, all of me, Father God, all of me. Hallelujah. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Glory. If you give God all of you, beloved, amen, hallelujah, Jesus Christ is Lord of all, and Jesus Christ is not Lord of all, it'd be easy for you to give him anything else that he requires. Everything God bless you with, amen, you dedicate it back to God first. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for this increase. I thank you for this blessing. Now I give it back to you. For your blessing, that you will show me, Father God, how to, what to do, how to do. When Jesus had just a two-piece fish dinner and over 5,000 people. Now, it was 5,000 men. So if it was 5,000 men back in those days, you had 10,000 women because they all had about two women apiece. And they so that's 15,000. And they all had about two babies apiece. They wasn't killing babies back then. They wasn't having abortions. They wasn't taking birth control. So they had a bunch of kids. So you're talking about at least 20,000 people. The Bible just says 5,000 men. You got to count and factor in the women, amen, and the children. And Jesus took that two-piece fish dinner and gave it to God. And not only was it enough to feed all 20, amen, they had baskets of leftovers. Whatever you dedicate to God, God going to keep on increasing. Make sure that you are rich towards God. Don't be stingy towards God. Give God everything. You know why God has a system of giving? Because you can't give and be stingy at the same time. You can't give with your hand closed. You got to open up your hands to give. And those same open hands that give is the open hands that receive. Glory be to God. Don't be stingy towards God, beloved. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself. Where your heart is, there will your treasure be also. And that person who is not rich towards God. So it's not about the richest persons on the earth. And it's a whole lot of them. It's not about the richest person in the graveyard, because it's none of them. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The real point of the matter is, who is the person who is rich towards God? Is that you? Glory be to God. And if it's not you, amen, we ask today that you will, amen, change your mind. And let that first change be through accepting Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior. Amen. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Amen. We invite you, amen, glory be to God, to make Jesus your choice. Tell Jesus yes. Invite him in. Ask God to forgive you for your sins and to save your soul. Hallelujah. And when you do, he will respond. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, and save you unto himself. Beloved, but that's the first step and not the last step. Amen. And after we give our life to Jesus, we give our hearts to Jesus, we ask Jesus to help us, to give us the will to follow him. Amen. Then we want to give our all to Jesus. Everything, because everything is his anyhow. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. When I talk to the Lord, I tell the Lord, I don't care whose name is on that deed. That's your house. That's your car. That's your business, Father. Everything belongs to God, beloved. And sometimes we get it twisted and we think it belongs to us. Nothing belongs to us. Hallelujah. But you can have all of Jesus. Amen. And he is enough. Amen. Amen and amen. Father, we thank you for the word of God on this morning. God, thank you. All we can say is thank you. All we can say is thank you. Thank you for giving us something to think about, Father. We don't want to be the richest person in the graveyard because it ain't going to matter. We want our life to matter for something. And God, as you continue to increase us, because you are the God of the increase, you are the God of the harvest, Father, help us to remain humble. Help us to walk in faith and obedience and service. Help us to continue to be givers. Help us, Father God, to keep on giving and to give more. Father God, because as we give more, Father God, we receive more. We don't qualify to receive more until we give more. And to give cheerfully and not being so selfish, to be wise, Father God, and make sure that, you know, we are prudent. But Father God, not trying to be all tight and stingy and hold everything down, because we don't want to transition this earth, Father, and be called a fool. Because fools don't go to heaven. Help us, Father, to have, we don't want our money to trip us up and start falling in love with stuff that don't even matter. Help us, Father. We're asking for it. God, we're asking for it. Because we know you're about to bless our socks off, and we ain't seen nothing yet. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. And to God be all the praise, and to God be all the glory, and to God be all of the honor. We want to invite you to come back with us tonight at 9 o'clock for our Friday night praise party. Amen. If you're listening tonight and or now, and you want to participate, it's 9 o'clock Eastern time. Glory be to God. And you just call in on our conference bridge. Amen. And you can write the number down real quick as I give it to you, or just go to our website at lifewordjesus.org. And all the information is there, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. You have all the information. Call in. And what we do on Friday nights is we just praise the Lord. We call it a praise party. Bring your own praise. Bring your own praise. Minister Joanne Thurman is our host for that. Amen. Service. And we thank God for her. Amen. Glory be to God. And you come with your songs. You come with your testimonies. Amen. You come with your readings. Amen. Or maybe you just want to just have a seat. Amen. Like I used to do every now and then back in the day, I would go to parties, amen, before my salvation, but I wasn't doing nothing. I was just showing up, amen, because I was an introvert. I'm still an introvert, amen, glory be, but I would show up, amen. Everybody know I was just sitting in the corner there. So look, just come on, and if you just want to have a seat in the corner, come on out to the party, amen, because ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. Amen. If you can't stay the whole time, amen, at least we can say you was there. Amen. In Jesus' name. And so that is it. Tomorrow, Lord's willing, I think we're going to open up the calls tomorrow. Amen. Because we really haven't heard from one another. Amen. Over the last couple of weeks. And so we're going to do our open praise testimonies on tomorrow. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord's willing. Lord's willing. Amen. I believe that's the direction that we're going to go. So come prepared tomorrow to give the Lord a shout out. Come the Lord's decision. So look, if you can come, if you can't come tonight, come tomorrow morning. Amen. But some of you can come tonight and tomorrow morning. Because you know, some of you, amen, when you was out there in the world, you never missed the party. Matter of fact, you was the last one out. They say, yeah, look, you ain't got to go home, but you got to leave here. Amen. And so that's what we want to do. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Amen. So that's it for today. Amen. Glory be to God. And we give God some praise, and we give God some glory and honor. Amen. While you're visiting our website today, amen, hallelujah, lifewordjesus.org, amen, we encourage you, amen, to hit the donate button. Amen. Hallelujah. Today is our offering day here in the ministry. Glory be to God. Amen. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. And I'm telling you, when you give and you give into good soil. Amen. How, matter of fact, I'm studying on that now. Amen. I taught a series on the soil. I think I'm going to have to go back to it. It's so good. When you sow your seed in good soil and you ain't got to guess about the soil. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. The Bible says 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold return. Hallelujah. God's method of increase, beloved, is very, very simple. Amen. You just give, and you give in Jesus' name, and you give where the Lord say give, and you give how much. You give how much the Lord say. See, a lot of times we give what the Lord said give, but we ain't gave what how much the Lord said give. We say, I can't give that much. When you tell the Lord I can't give that much, you're telling the Lord you can't stand to be blessed with how much he's trying to give you. Amen. Because the Lord asks you to give something. He's not trying to take something away from you. He's trying to get something to you. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461. P.O. Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. Our Cash App address is $ Life Word Jesus. Life Word Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. And if you go to our website, you'll be able to donate through PayPal. And so we bless the name of the Lord. All right, saints, that's it for today. Amen. Glory be to God. Meet you tonight, Lord's willing, at 9 o'clock. Amen, at our praise party. And then, Lord's willing, we'll be back here again tomorrow morning. Same time, place, and station. Amen. Giving God all of the praise, all of the glory, and all of the honor. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be concerned about being the richest person in the graveyard. Don't be concerned about being the richest person in life, but let us be concerned about being rich towards God. For where your heart is, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Amen and amen. Father God, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow, premature death, accidents, incidents, and calamities, that it will not prosper, it will not take root, and it will not come to pass. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Meet us back here at 9 o'clock tonight. Bless the party tonight, Father. Anoint our minister Thurman, Father God, with strength and ideas and tenacity and joy. In the name of Jesus and everybody else coming. Father, help some people to stop by tonight that haven't been there in a while, Father God. And we thank God for the Holy Ghost participation, not to be in competition with one another, not to be showing off, but Father God, but to do all things in Jesus' name. And we say thank you, Father, that we can invite somebody tonight that's just sitting home, Father God, in a funk, watching TV, doing stuff they ain't got no business doing, depressed, suicidal. We can invite them, say, pick up the phone at 9 o'clock. As a matter of fact, I'll call you in. I'll chime you in on a three-way. Come on and be a blessing to somebody. And somebody can give their life to Jesus through the praise party. And we say thank you, God. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. And we seal this prayer now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Love you. Amen. God bless you. Have a good day. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Blessings, don't blessings, don't blessings, don't blessings.
Lord, I love you. How I love you. More and more. Oh, each day. I just want to be close to you. Ooh. Under the shadow of your wings, be high, guide me, Lord, so that I might be close.
Jesus.